Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, the Emmy nominations came out this past week, and as always, many of the nominees have careers that either began with or still sometimes include the theater. Jean Smart, Carrie Coon, Mariska Hargitay, Allison Janney, Billy Crudup. The big nominee winner, as always, is The Pitt, and several of those female co-stars were on stage recently. Even Steve Carell, who was nominated, did a play at Lincoln Center in the last season or two. Perhaps most touching, Rob Reiner earned a posthumous Emmy Award nomination for his guest role in The Bear, Season 4. This marks Reiner's first award nomination since his death in December and his first Emmy nomination since 1978, when he won for supporting actor in a comedy series I think you remember called All in the Family. Reiner also received Emmy nominations in 2024 for directing and producing the documentary Albert Brooks, Defending My Life. Speaking of great documentaries, another nominee worth pointing out is the Martin Short documentary directed by Lawrence Kasdan of Big Chill fame. This one manages to be both hilarious and truly heartbreaking. Okay, now back to the theater. Coming soon to Broadway, Dolly, a true original musical. That's the title of a long-in-the-works show about the country queen's life and career. That one will begin previews December 7th at the St. James Theater and open January 19th, which happens to be Dolly Parton's 81st birthday. The musical had a production in Nashville last year, and ticket sales were strong, and though the show was well-received by audiences, well, Parton and the members of the creative team felt a need of work before coming to Broadway. They have been revising it over the past year. P.S., the musical is being directed by the great Bartlett Schur, a Broadway veteran who was a 9-time nominee for the Tony Award for Best Director. He won for a revival of South Pacific. Some of the songs are from Parton's catalog, of course, including I Will Always Love You, Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, and 9 to 5. Others are new songs that she has written for the musical. Another big name, Tracy Ellis Ross, is now making her Broadway debut in Every Brilliant Thing, running at the Hudson Theater through August 9th. She, of course, is the third to take this on, following Daniel Radcliffe and Mariska Hargitay. This is a one-person show, remarkable. That show, by the way, began, as far as I know, I think, at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. I know I saw it there more than a decade ago. The Geffen is really getting the jewels from New York. Coming up this season, they've got Liberation and Purpose, both recent Tony Award winners. Another L.A. landmark, of course, is the Hollywood Bowl, which kicked off its season with The Best of Broadway. Leah Salonga and Darren Criss were among the performers. The critics here in L.A. said the show was highly acceptable, if not pure magic. But as the L.A. Times critic wrote, as host, Billy Crystal brought his impeccable comic timing and easy affability to the stage, making the grand gala feel as cozy as a backyard barbecue. He joked about the traffic, relieving everyone's driving and parking stress. And he had us all in stitches when, after a burst of applause, he remarked that he hadn't heard such a rousing ovation since they took Trump's name off the Kennedy Center. End quote. Anyway, personally, I can hardly wait for Billy Crystal's solo Broadway show called 860, in which I'm sure he's going to discuss his friendship, very close friendship, with Rob Reiner. Now, off-Broadway show, another one I recall fondly is called Pre-Existing Condition. It's written by Tony Award-nominated actress Marin Ireland. That one is returning. It will be performing for a limited time at the Greenwich House Theater. That runs September 1 to October 25th. This is an amazing little show. The play centers on a character simply named A, a domestic violence victim navigating the challenges and community building of moving forward. It was an interesting production, I recall, with well-known actresses rotating, playing the leading role. And apparently that will be the case again. We've got Academy Award winner and Tony Award nominee Lupita Nyong'o. We've got Edie Falco. We've got Philippa Sue. We've got Susanna Flood. They're going to alternate as A throughout this run. That's really worth watching. As another, here's another clearly thought-provoking one. This is a new one, I think, en route called How to Put Down the Weight of Your Past. It's an experimental new production described as an immersive self-help class, a life-changing seminar personally guided by two expert facilitators. But as the session unfolds, the structure begins to fracture and the rules dissolve, blah, blah, blah. Takes you into a chaotic experience. And then it becomes theater, real theater. Anyway, that limited engagement runs from July 23rd through August 9th. It's at the American Mime Theater, MIME, on West 25th. On a different but always slightly related subject, let me just say that I have been thinking about archives lately. Now, don't laugh. A few things sparked my interest. When I wanted to find the papers of Helen Geoghegan Douglas, she was a late California congresswoman who Richard Nixon called the Pink Lady in their infamous 1950 Senate race. I was puzzled. The next thing I knew, I was flying to Oklahoma to the Carl Albert Library on the college campus there. There was a lone woman working, and I asked her why Helen Geoghegan's papers ended up there. She explained that House Speaker Carl Albert walked by Douglas's office while she was cleaning out her materials. He offered his library as a safe storage place. Well, I spent a full day photocopying, all of which helped the play that I co-wrote about that election. And I recently covered, I think I mentioned it here, the Rancho Mirage Writers Festival in Palm Springs, which featured virtually every important historian of these times: John Meacham, Rick Atkinson, Ken Burns, H.W. Brands, Douglas Brinkley, Erica Larson, Doris Kearns Goodwin. And there was not a discussion during which the challenges of their research, archives, documents did not come up. Even an author who was discussing her new book about New York's legendary Plaza Hotel said it was extremely difficult since the hotel has no archives. Who knew? Todd Purdom discussed his new book on Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, the couple who pretty much changed television history. For that one, he was aided by their daughter, Lucy Arnaz, who had done most of the personal archiving. When I interviewed Ken Turan about his book on old Hollywood moguls, he said his research was saved by the archival department at USC on campus. Anyway, think of every play dealing with history. Where would they be without archival material? Even Oh, Mary! Exclamation point, the wild comedy, still big on Broadway. Incidentally, the new Mary in that one, it's had a revolving cast of Marys, is Megan Stalter. She's widely recognized as an influencer in the entertainment and comedy space. She built her career through social media, where her character-based improv videos and sketch comedy gained a massive following. Now she's on Broadway as Oh, Mary. And finally, notable deaths of the week. Josh Grisetti, who was just 44. His extensive resume included Peter and the Starcatcher, Rent, Red Eye of Love, Candida, and After the Ball. In recent years, Grisetti devoted himself mostly to teaching, serving as an associate professor and head of the BFA musical theater program at Cal State University in Fullerton. Josh Grisetti was only 44, took his own life. Oh, those are so devastating. And then there was Sam Neill, New Zealand-bred actor, known mostly for his film work, think Jurassic Parks, etc. But at the age of 7, he started to work on stage with a company called the Downstairs Theater. They performed Shakespeare and so much more, often for children. Hey, it's where love of art should begin, and certainly where his began. And I hope yours continues, and I'll see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.